A headline today in the British newspaper The Independent reads, "The United States of America, 2008, the Great Depression." It's dramatic, sure. The story itself is about the record number of Americans now receiving food stamps, 28 million. But the headline caught day-to-day's attention. How does the rest of the world view what is happening here? Chris Giles is economics editor with the Financial Times in London. Chris, welcome to Day-to-Day. How much are you following the American economy? How important is that there?
It's extremely important for two reasons. First of all, because America is still the most important economy in the world. And though the old cliche that if America sneezes, the rest of the world gets a cold is not really true any longer, it certainly matters for the rest of the world and we are interested in it. But secondly, because the banks in the rest of the world have a lot of US assets on their books, and it's those assets which are causing problems for those banks, and then that's transmitted to consumers and companies in Britain, in Europe, in the rest of the world. So we're very, very interested.
Well, we've just heard talk from our correspondent Adam Davidson about the prospect of global regulation for a global market. How would that go down in the UK and in Europe?
Well, the idea would go down very well, because in London in particular, we have a huge number of foreign banks and not very many big UK banks, and it's the big financial centre for Europe. So we know that we need to have an input into the regulation and the supervision. When it comes down to the details, it gets more difficult than the principles, which I think are relatively easy to say. It suggests that UK authorities and US authorities need to look at big banks, let's say like Lehman's or Goldman Sachs, which have very big presences in both countries. Now, a lot of this already happens, actually, but at an informal level. So the UK Financial Services Authority certainly every year will talk to the SEC and the Fed about specific institutions, but that might need to be much more formal in future, as banks are essentially global, but regulation is still local.
Let me ask about your housing market. What's the housing market like there in Britain, and specifically London, which is supposed to be one of the hottest and most expensive markets in the world?
Now, house prices have risen very, very sharply in recent years. Over the last 10 years, they've gone up more than three times in value. At the moment, the house prices have begun to fall just gradually, so we feel we're about a year behind where the US is.
If you think you're a year behind the US, you know the talk here is all about recession.
The talk here is there's worry that we might be in recession later on this year or early next year. Now, that's not the consensus view at the moment. It's not what most people think is most likely. Even the authorities expect the UK economy to slow, and slow pretty sharply. At the moment, the consensus view is that the UK will pull through, and partly the very rapid fall of the pound of sterling might help our exporters. We're a very small and open economy in that respect. But there's definitely a risk, and if the financial markets continue to have a very difficult time, and the UK economy, which is not that dissimilar from the US in that households haven't been saving very much and house prices have been very high. And so if we get a similar sort of crunch and a vicious circle, we might be where you are in about a year's time.
Chris Giles, economics editor of the Financial Times, with us from London. Chris, thank you.